I got a note yesterday from a fella living at Geary in western New South Wales. He's happy to be identified. His name is Len Foley. He said, I'm writing to tell you about a conversation I had on Saturday the 6th of August with the State Member for Dubbo and Deputy Premier Troy Grant. I've attached my recollections of the conversation that Mr. Grant and I had in the following statement. Could you take the time to have a look at it and perhaps come back to me? I'm 67. My wife and younger son train greyhounds together. Both are registered trainers of greyhounds in the central west of the state. I attended a community leaders forum in Dubbo on Saturday to hopefully speak with Mr. Grant and ask him some questions in regard to the proposed greyhound racing ban. To my surprise, Mr. Grant actually approached me individually, and I had my chance to discuss my concerns on the matter. The attached recollections are not the full conversation. I've not embellished the conversation in any way. Thank you for your time. That's Len Foley from Geary. He's on the line. G'day, Len.
G'day. How are you going, Ray?
I'm well, Len. So you're a knockabout sort of bloke who's lived out that way. You tell me your wife and younger son train greyhounds, and you've been involved in the racing sport at different stages yourself.
That's right, mate. Yeah, we've been involved with horses in the cutting horse industry and the racehorse industry, and we've got a small dunny cleaning business, myself and my wife, and a few acres here at Geary where they...
Did you say a dunny cleaning business?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me tell you that anyone that cleans dunnies is a man I can trust.
Someone's got to do it, mate.
Exactly. Now, what I'll do here, Len, I'll recount this conversation to my listeners and then we'll have a yarn about it. Subject, conversation Dubbo Church Street, Rotunda, 7:45, 8:30 a.m. last Saturday between Troy Grant and Len Foley. Me, that's Len. The Premier and yourself have decided to close down the greyhound industry based on the McHugh report, which includes the allegation that 20% of the participants are guilty of cruelty to animals. This amounts to 880 people from a total of 4,400 registered participants. My question is, as the Minister for Police, why haven't your police force arrested these people under the 1953 Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act? Troy Grant said, and I quote, I've no responsibility for the day-to-day running of the police force. Me, as the Minister for Racing, why haven't you... got the Greyhound Integrity Unit rounding up these 880 crooks and banned them from the industry. Troy Grant. They have to get evidence, and you guys won't give it to them. So you have brought this all on yourselves. Now, just me interrupting this conversation between my guest Len Foley and Troy Grant. He said that to me as well. Ray, they brought it on themselves. Me, this is Len. It's fair to say then that your two ministries are no more than titles that do not allow you to assist the greyhound industry to reform, but allow it to shut it down. Troy Grant. As I've said before, you brought it on yourselves. When they sold the tab, your mob did a dud deal that ensures you're not viable into the future. Me, Len. Everyone in the industry knows that we get an unfair share of tab money relative to our contribution. As the racing minister, shouldn't you be working to correct this injustice, thus allowing the greyhound industry to bring into the reforms needed to support by 99% of us? Troy Grant. I can't interfere in this as a commercial situation. Me. You can, by an act of parliament, destroy the whole industry. But you can't, as the racing minister, by an act of parliament, overturn a grossly biased tab share deal. Troy Grant, blank stare. Me. Have you given the Greens the greatest gift in their political history? Troy Grant, getting very, very angry, according to my correspondent Len Foley. Don't tell me I'm in bed with the Greens, says Troy Grant. I hate the bloody Greens. I hate them. And if you want to come here and say I'm in bed with them, I'll take you out the back. The 67-year-old. Len Foley. And do what? Troy Grant, have it out. Me, watch him walk away. Len, that's an accurate account of what happened last Saturday morning?
No, that's an accurate account. That's not all that we discussed. There was lots of others, but I felt driving home, I just felt utter despair and helplessness that I couldn't get anywhere, that I couldn't help my family and everyone else in the industry to get anywhere with it. And then I thought during the rest of the day... I thought, look, the public needs to know this. This is just not right.
So this last line, him very angry after you accused him of being in bed with the Greens or saying that you're giving them a political gift. Don't tell me I'm in bed with the Greens. I hate the bloody Greens. I hate them.
Yes, that's exactly right.
If you want to come here and say that, I'm in bed, I'll take you out the back. Now, this is the bloke in his 40s. What are you, 67, you said, didn't you?
I'm 67. I had two new knees put in last year, so you could sort of knock me over pretty easy.
So we've got the Deputy Premier and New South Wales Police Minister at a public forum on Saturday morning in Dubbo offering a 67-year-old with replacement knees out the back.
That's right, mate. Can I just qualify that It was a public forum at the Rotunda in Church Street, in the main street of Dubbo.
Yeah.
And we were sort of probably out of earshot of everyone else.
Now, yes.
That wasn't by my design. I was there with everyone else just milling around waiting for it to get started.
Yeah.
And Troy approached me.
Did you know him?
No, I've never met him before. And
so out of the blue, he just walked up to you?
Yeah, he just walked up to me and he asked me if I was with the greyhound people that were there.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm here to talk about greyhounds, but my wife and my son are in the greyhound business.
Mm.
I don't go to the dogs very much. Sometimes I go with them. But so I know people's faces in the industry, but I wouldn't say I know them well enough just to assume I'm part of them, you know?
This is a rude question. Are you a man that votes either way or the other, or you're sort of in the middle somewhere? Where do you stand politically?
Over my life, I've always been a swinging voter.
Mm.
I voted against, say, John Howard in 2007 because I think they went overboard with work choices.
Yeah.
And now I've gone backwards and forwards thinking, trying to figure out who's right at the time, you know. So I'm not...
You don't have a political agenda, in other words.
No, I don't. I don't. No, I vote for what I think is right at the time, you know.
Were you surprised that the Deputy Premier and Police Minister wanted to take you out the back to have it out?
Mate, I wasn't scared.
No, of course not, but surprised.
But I was surprised, and I thought, is this the quality of politician we're electing here? I mean, up till then, I thought, you know, that he presents himself well and yeah. Whatever. I'm very crooked on him for wanting to destroy the greyhound industry and everyone in it.
Yeah.
But up till then, I just thought, oh well, he's doing a job, I suppose. But what I think now, and getting back to the letter I wrote to you, I think the first couple of statements I made, the first few questions I asked you about arresting people just under common law,
yeah.
as the police minister. And under the regulations as far as being the racing minister, I think it's just showing a total failure in those ministries. I mean...
They found 99 dogs on a property up there in the Hunter Valley, and one family we allege are responsible for the death of the 99 dogs. No one's knocked on their door and put handcuffs on them.
Yeah, and the other thing, Ray, was that... that was only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The people that probably did the job sold it to other people that come in, and they're totally innocent.
And they're the ones that have blown the whistle on it, and now yeah. they're putting their business at risk. We've spoken to them, Len. Unbelievable. Yeah. Len, I appreciate your candour, I appreciate your honesty, and I appreciate you talking to me.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, Ray.
Len Foley, a 67-year-old dunny cleaner from Geary, offered out the back by the Deputy Premier and Police Minister on Saturday morning in Dubbo. Troy, you got a bit of ground to make up, old mate.